And welcome to Nevada Backcountry. This is Jerry Evans for Henry and Dave, who will take the last half of the show. I'm going to take the first half of the show today and talk about the biggest, largest conservation mountain game hunting expo. And it's coming to Reno on the 18th, 19th, and 20th. We're talking about the Wild Sheep Foundation Sheep Show. And Gray Thornton is the president and CEO of the Wild Sheep Foundation. And he's on the phone with us right now. So let's talk hunting. First, let's do some personal stuff. I always like to catch up with you. People think, well, you're the president, CEO of the Wild Sheep Foundation. You must have your choice of hunting sheep anywhere in the world every year. Is that right, Gray?
Boy, I sure would love that. But that's not the case. You know, the interesting thing, though, Jerry, we do in Montana have the only over-the-counter bighorn sheep opportunity in the lower 48 in our unlimited air units. And it's really a visionary program of Montana Fish, Wildlife, and Parks. So I took a ram in 2014 in the unlimited areas. I actually was a Wyoming resident then. I had to wait 7 years, and I was planning to go back into the area this year, and I just business kept me from it. But yeah, pretty unbelievable deal. As a resident of Montana, it's about $125, and you got a sheep tag in your pocket. Now
is that
what success rate is? About 2%. So
yeah,
there you go.
Now, meaning unlimited, what's the definition of unlimited when it comes to the sheep tags in Montana?
Great question. Unlimited tags, limited quota. So there's 3 to 4 to 5 areas, kind of depends on the year, that are opened up, as they call them, the unlimited areas. And as a resident or a non-resident, you're guaranteed a sheep tag. Most of the areas have a 2-ram quota. Very interesting program there. You have 48 hours to declare the cape with the horns intact to a biologist or a Montana Fish, Wildlife, and Parks warden. There's a phone number that you can call in. There's an AM radio station that you can access. So if you're in the backcountry, you got a satellite phone, you can call the number to see if the season's still open. But it works pretty well. I was, like I said, I was fortunate in 2014 to get a ram. We were about 18, 19 miles in, and it took me all but 46 hours to get out to declare that sheep. So it's an unlimited opportunity for all, but a very, very low percentage success.
Yeah. How many people typically buy that tag or get that tag?
Changed. In 2014, there were about 68 people that applied or got the tag. Interesting enough, back then, only about 50, 60 or so percent even hunt. It's a little higher now. I don't know the data for 2023 season, but I know it's about double the number of people are getting the tags in the unit. But what I'm really curious with Jerry is how many are actually hunting. I had an unlimited tag for the last 3 years and didn't, so I would be one of those that buy the tag. And hey, you know, as a resident of Montana, it's $125. You bet I'm going to support Fish, Wildlife, and Parks and buy the tag whether I hunt or not, and I'll do that for the rest of my life. But
yeah.
Pretty neat opportunity. You know, there are times where more than two bighorns are taken in a particular unit. That is fine, because if you're in that 48-hour window, you know, you're still legal. So very unique opportunity, very, very cherished here in Montana, and certainly cherished within the wild sheep conservation and hunting community.
A challenging hunt, right? The units are pretty tough. Is the Missouri Breaks one of those units, or?
No, Missouri Breaks is also a tough area hunt, just a unique area. But no, this is in the Beartooth Absorcas. And as my good buddy Jack Atchison Jr. says, it's the largest pile of granite in the world. So extremely difficult terrain. It's Craig Boddington said that it's the toughest North American hunt going. So very, very difficult. You know, when you start thinking you have 48 hours to get out, you know, you take a ram and say you're 10 to 15 to 20 miles in. Well, if you got horses, that's a good thing. A lot of us do it on foot. You know, packing the ram out, packing all the meat out, packing your camp out, and doing it in 48 hours of taking a ram is a pretty daunting thing.
Yeah, a couple of challenges to that, not only to hunt it, but to get out in time.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
For sure. So, you know, so I didn't hunt, and then I did a little hunt in whitetail hunt in Indiana. Saw a pretty nice buck, not the right buck, and I was really hoping my wife would get on one, and it just never presented the right opportunity. So this was kind of a light hunting year, but man, did you have a heck of a year. I love your moose, love your mule deer.
You'd almost think that I asked you about your hunting year so that you would ask me about mine. And yeah, that was a good year for mine. Every once in a while, the stars align and something good happens, and it certainly did for me. But I've actually talked about it on Nevada Backcountry about a month or so ago with my son. But yeah, great moose, great experience, and a great mule deer taken with my granddaughter in tow with a bow. So that was a good year for me. Now let's talk the important stuff. The important stuff is the Wild Sheep Show. It's coming up here at the Reno Sparks Convention Center. It's the largest conservation and mountain game hunting expo. You guys have been coming here for several years. You will continue to come here. There's the Youth Wildlife Conservation Experience, drawings, giveaways, raffles. One thing I noticed, the auction, is it live already?
Yes. So in 2014, Jerry, we started putting our evening auctions on online. So, and then, we've just matured. And, of course, in 2021 with the pandemic, it was a godsend that we had, we'd had 6-7 years under our belt in doing so. So, yeah, you can go to the Wild Sheep Foundation website, wildsheepfoundation.org, and click on the convention tab and click on auctions. You could bid on our auctions right now, and then watch live streaming for our Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday night live auction. So pretty cool. But yeah, you know, talking about Reno, I was just doing a tally because I figured you would ask. Jerry, this is our 47th convention in the history of the Foundation of North American Wild Sheep, now Wild Sheep Foundation, and it's our 31st show in Reno. So we have a heck of a long history in Reno, and we're glad to be there and look forward to being there in just a few short days.
Yeah, and that's the 18th, 19th, and 20th each day. We'll give you more details on that, and we'll be broadcasting live from the show, I believe, on Friday, and get all of you that are listening now more details while the show is going on. Try to get Gray on the air with us then. Just to go back to that auction again real quick, as you said, Wednesday it starts, but the live auction is going on right now, and one thing that caught my eye was a auction for a moose, two black bears, and a wolf in Alberta. You can bid on that now. And the desert sheep hunt with a 1 in 7 chances to win. You get a Yeti cooler with a hunt package in it. And so that particular auction, Gray, is for a 1 in 7 chance of winning that sheep hunt in Mexico. Is that right?
Yeah, pretty unique deal. We do this, Jerry, for our endowment fund, and each year we do a Yeti cooler auction. So we kick off each evening auction, and we actually have an online auction in October. So we have 4 evening auctions. We've got a ladies' luncheon, a life member breakfast, and then we did our Sheep-tober Fest online auction. So we have 7 Yeti coolers. They've got a firearm in them. They also have a chance at winning a Weatherby rifle package. You buy the cooler, you get the handgun, you get a chance for a second draw on the Weatherby rifle, and then, as you pointed out, you've got a 1 in 7 chance of winning a Desert Bighorn sheep hunt with Sierra El Alamo in Sonora, Mexico. So not a bad deal. And the other great thing is that bid item that you're buying, that is a tax deductible contribution to the Wild Sheep Legacy Foundation, which is our endowment fund. So, you know, you deduct the value of the cooler or any other goodies you get in it, but the rest is a donation. So pretty nice deal. And we've got just about 13-14 sheep hunts that we're giving away. Just for registering for the show, if you book a full registration, which includes entry to the expo, the Wednesday through Saturday night banquets, you're going to do a drawing for another Sierra El Alamo Desert Bighorn sheep hunt. So a pretty incredible deal there. We'll give away that on Friday night. And, you know, we started something in 2014, I think it was, Jerry, where we started to give floor credit drawings away. And the idea was to incentivize people to come to the show and also help out some of our exhibitors. You know, we've got wall-to-wall exhibits in Hall 1, 2, and 3 at the Reno Sparks Convention Center. When you come to the show and it's open to the public, you buy your ticket, you are given a entry ticket into a floor credit drawing. Thursday, we're going to give 5 $1,000 credits. Thursday, 2 $2,500 credits. And Friday, a $5,000 credit. Now, that's basically playing on house money. We give you a chit, you walk around the hall, and you've got either $1,000, $2,500, or $5,000 to spend with one of our exhibitors, or two or three or four. So, pretty cool deal. But with the registration, we're going to give away auction credits. So if you book that full reg and come into our evening banquets on Thursday night, we're going to give away before the auction $10,000 auction credit. Friday, $10,000 auction credit plus that Desert Bighorn sheep hunt for somebody that wins. And then Saturday, a $10,000 auction credit. And if you didn't buy the full reg, well, you're not in on the sheep hunt, but you're in on whatever night you bought for the $10,000. So, you know, you can win money coming to the expo. You can win money coming to the show at the evening banquet. We've got something for everyone.
Good stuff. And by the way, it's just a $25 admission fee, but you can get a $5 off coupon. And those are available right now at Bass Pro Shop, Cabela's, Sportsman's Warehouse in Reno and Carson, Shields, Hunting House, and Mark IV and Strike. So you can go by there and get your $5 off discount. And then also, by the way, for those of you that stream the show in Sacramento at Bass Pro Shops, in Susanville at Honey Lake Firearms, and also in Elko at Gun World and Archery for those discount coupons and tickets. Let's take a quick break, Gray, and we'll talk about the Wild Sheep Foundation, what you do for Nevada, and remind people once again, it's the 18th, 19th, and 20th at the Reno Sparks Convention Center, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. We'll get the hours. We'll give you all the details, how to get tickets, and all of the different things that you can win, and some of the exhibitors, too. One thing I wanted to mention just real quick before we take the break, Gray, is I like to visit the state's agencies that have booths there, like Utah or New Mexico, and you can talk to some of the biologists and the department employees, and they can give you some help, some info, some information, and application info for the different states for those of you that want to branch out from Nevada or Northern California and hunt some of the western states. So we'll get back in just a moment and talk about that with Gray Thornton with the Wild Sheep Foundation. Welcome back to Nevada Backcountry. Jerry Evans for Henry and Dave. They'll be back in just a couple of minutes with the rest of the show. Gray Thornton is the president and CEO with the Wild Sheep Foundation. They're coming back to Reno here next weekend, the 18th, 19th, and 20th at the Reno Sparks Convention Center. Doesn't cost much at all to get in. With a paid admission, you have a chance at winning a lot of different floor credits at the vendors, lots of things to win, lots of auctions in the evening. We should mention, Gray, most everything, all the banquets and everything in the evening are at the Peppermill Hotel, Casino, and Spa.
Yeah, that's right, Jerry. And, you know, this year, every year we grow the show. And this year it's really knocking the cover off the ball. We've got unbelievable raffles. You can win mountain lion hunts, sheep hunts, elk hunts, gear, firearms. We're also doing a all week long 50-50 drawing where you can see, kind of like when you go to a football game or a baseball game and they're doing those 50-50s. We've got a company called Raffle Box doing it for us, and somebody's going to win a big chunk of cash on Saturday night. You need not be present to win, but come by the show and buy your tickets. Got to do that for Nevada law. And we're doing something a little different this year, too, for our Less Than One Club, and that's that club that we started in 2013 for those that have not yet taken a wild sheep ram. It's only $25 to join if you're a member of Wild Sheep Foundation, and $20 for a bottomless pint of beer at the reception Friday from 4 to 6 at the Reno Sports Convention Center. But we're going to do a raffle, Jerry. $100 tickets, only 500 tickets are available. And you could win a $25,000 auction or floor credit. So we're going to give away 3 doll sheep hunts to some lucky folks in that room. Or you might win $25,000 that you could put on a hunt, whether it's doll sheep, moose, or elk, or deer, or buy the bunch of nice firearms. So pretty neat deal, and it's all a part of the Wild Sheep Foundation convention there at the Reno Sports Convention Center at the Peppermill Hotel.
Could you buy a $10,000 hunt and a $15,000 hunt? Does it all have to be spent at one vendor?
You can split it any way you want. So you could use it at multiple vendors. It's almost like a $25,000 debit card that you just, you know, pare down and use. So you can use it on our auctions. You can use it on the floor credits. You could buy a $10,000 hunt on auction, still got $15,000 to spend on the show floor. So any which way you want to use it, you can do so.
Oh, good deal. All right. Now, what's the main purpose for doing the convention? It's a lot of work for those involved, and it's a lot of travel time for the vendors. What's the main purpose of doing it?
You know, the Wild Sheep Foundation, first and foremost, is a conservation organization. We're, you know, no doubt made up, I don't know, 95, 98% of hunters. But we're a conservation organization focusing in on the wild sheep of North America as well as the world. And this is our big annual fundraiser that allows us to put money into state, provincial, tribal, and territorial agencies. To direct funds into those agencies to conserve, to enhance, and also to reestablish wild sheep populations. Last year, the Wild Sheep Foundation directed over $7.6 million to our partners to help wild sheep. And that money, for the most part, comes from our annual convention. You know, we call it our big church bake sale, and that it is. We'll raise about 10, you know, $11 million gross. We'll direct $4 to $5 million out of that gross immediately into state, provincial, and tribal agencies. And you mentioned in the prior segment, Jerry, that there's all those agencies, whether they're from the western provinces of Canada, the territories of Canada, or the western United States. We've got those agency and personnel there. We call it Conservation Row. And those are our partners. Those, like Endow, those are the folks that we're directing this money to. So, you know, it is a fundraiser, first and foremost. It's a party. It's a celebration. And it brings together guides, outfitters, firearm manufacturers, optics, jewelers, furriers, taxidermists from all over the world. They all converge on Reno for this 3-day expo.
What about here locally, Nevada, Northern California, projects that the Wild Sheep Foundation has contributed to or been involved in the last year?
You know, you look at Nevada, and what brings wildlife back into your great state is water. You know, our friends at the Fraternity of Desert Bighorn down in Las Vegas, Nevada Bighorns Unlimited there in Reno, Midas Bighorns Unlimited, Elko Bighorns Unlimited are all working together to bring water for wildlife. Wild Sheep Foundation funds these guzzler projects. We're also doing something very, very interesting right now, and it's a partnership with Idaho, Oregon, and Nevada, that northern portion of the state, to bring California Bighorn back. And Wild Sheep Foundation has committed just a little over $300,000 in the last 2 years to that project alone. So pretty neat program. But the bottom line is it's partnership with the state agencies. And the ION partnership includes three agencies, hundreds of volunteers, thousands of members, all involved raising money to bring California sheep back into northern Nevada, southern Oregon, and southern Idaho. So pretty great program. California, the Sierra Nevada bighorn is an endangered species. It's not a species that you can hunt. But desert bighorn sheep in southern California have come back very, very well. And we do the same thing in southern California with Society of the Conservation of Bighorn Sheep and our California chapter of California Wild Sheep Foundation, where we, bottom line, bring water to wildlife in the desert. Our California chapter calls it Give a Lamb a Drink, so pretty cool program. So water is key in the desert southwest, and so much of what we do, at least in the southern part of the state, is bring water to wildlife.
You know, I was lucky enough to get a sheep tag, my first sheep tag in Nevada last year, and took a California bighorn sheep. The Sierra Nevada bighorn, is that the name of the species? Is it more like a California bighorn, or is it more like a desert, a Nelson? What exactly is it?
You know, great question. And oddly enough, the California bighorn are actually from British Columbia and have been, you know, brought into Oregon, brought into northern Nevada, brought partially in Idaho, and also into Washington. No, the Sierra Nevada bighorn is another subspecies, but not so much a desert, more a rocky, maybe a California rocky type cross.
Oh, okay.
And then there's Southern California. They've also got the peninsular desert bighorn. So it's kind of like their peninsular a pronghorn, so kind of some unique species, but not one that we're as focused on because it's federally protected and hands off.
Gotcha. Okay. Once again, it's Gray Thornton, the president and CEO of the Wild Sheep Foundation. Biggest hunting show of the year will take part at the Reno Sparks Convention Center Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. What are the hours for those shows on Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Gray?
Jerry, Thursday and Friday, it's open to the public 10 a.m. to 5 p.m., mm-hmm. and then on Saturday, 9 to 5 p.m.
Okay.
9 a.m. to 5 p.m. And I think it's important to point out, too, that we've got, once again, we've been doing this for over a decade, we have our Youth Wildlife Conservation Experience. Our education coordinator, Ryan Brock, and his tenure with the Wild Sheep Foundation has touched the lives of over 110,000 young men and women, introducing them to the outdoor lifestyle, sports, and our heritage. And we open up a section of Hall 4. We have archery, fly tying, falconry exhibits, boating exhibits, all hands-on programs. And Ryan brings in kids from Reno Sparks area and Carson schools Thursday and Friday. But then he opens it up to all kids, open to the public, free of charge. So bring your family down to the Wild Sheep Foundation Convention, our sheep show. Saturday we're going to do that youth wildlife conservation experience for anyone that wants to come in and participate.
All right, and I'm going to predict good weather for you. The motto or the theme is come for the sheep and stay for the party. And Gray, point people as to where they can get information on the auctions, the exhibitors, and all the information somebody might need in advance of coming to the show.
Jerry, the website of wildsheepfoundation.org is a one-stop shop, wildsheepfoundation.org. You click on our convention site there. You can buy day passes before the show, buy the registration for the evening banquets, or just come to the show during show hours, and we have a registration area, and you can pick up a day pass there. And as you pointed out, admission is only $25. It's open to the public for the expo, and there's $5 off coupons to drop that to $20. And again, that $20 or $25 gets you into those floor credit drawings. So heck of a deal, great time, something for everyone at the Wild Sheep Foundation Convention. And we sure appreciate everyone's support, and we encourage you all to come and join us.
Look forward to it every year, and we'll look forward to it coming up here in just a couple of days. Thank you, Gray. Appreciate all you do for sheep and wildlife, and appreciate you coming to Reno every year.
Well, we appreciate you, Jerry, and I'll see you at the show, and look forward to doing a live broadcast with you from the Reno Sparks.
Gray Thornton, President, CEO of the Wild Sheep Foundation. Henry and Dave will wrap up Nevada Backcountry right after this break.
So Jerry and Gray Thornton took over the show there for the first half. Hopefully you guys enjoyed that Wild Sheep Show coming up, coming into Reno January 18th, I believe it starts, Dave?
Yeah, I think so.
Go check out the show. I have a heck of a time there. They do that free kid day. So make
yeah,
sure.
The youth experience.
Exactly. Are you going to be up there for that?
I will definitely be there. I've been working that for a lot of years, put on with Ryan Brock and the Sheep Show and Nevada Department of Wildlife, and then some other really great vendors in the community that come out and help, you know, Reno Fly Shop and some others. And it's a great experience. I mean, granted, it's called, you know, kids experience, the youth experience. Every year there's parents that come down and they'll be sitting there watching their kids shoot, you know, shoot Genesis bow at 10 yards into the little foamy target. And you hand the bow to the parents. That's what we do. Like, hey, you look like you want to try this. So a lot of parents really dig it, too. They got the climbing wall. They've got the kayak, a little ponds. Yeah, I actually, a couple years back, I was like, oh, yeah, I got to try this.
I grabbed a
life vest and jumped in and hopped on a kayak. I mean, you're like in a big, massive swimming pool in a convention center. Like, how cool is that by itself? Oh.
Yeah, we wait in line for the kids love that one.
And then they teach you how to fly casting. Yeah. And then there's little workshops on identifying footprints and skulls. And it's just a great experience all the way around. If you don't want to do anything like where you're physically getting involved in something, there is so much other opportunity there to learn about Nevada's wildlife, learn about the habitat, learn about what's a priority thing that Wild Sheep Foundation and Endow and all these other organizations are doing right now to help wildlife and their habitats in the state of Nevada. It is a great event. Before that, we're probably going to touch base on that.
Yeah.
We'll get into that later.
Go into Winnemucca. I was going to stay on the sheep show for a second. Man, the raptor thing has always fascinated me.
Yeah.
Do that. Now, here's the bummer is me being me, my kids immediately run over there. They got like the great horned owl and the red-tailed hawk.
Yeah.
I really wanted to get into that. I didn't realize how much work it was.
Oh, becoming a falconer?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I was kind of like, man, I got red-tailed hawks in my backyard all the time. I'm going to set up a little trap. I got myself a hawk. I'm going to go out and it's going to catch bunnies for me. This will be perfect.
Yeah, no, it's
no,
not
there's
like
more to
that.
It than
it's,
that.
It's,
yeah.
There's a lot to it. It takes years. It is a lifelong commitment.
That's what they told me. And
well,
they
yeah,
said,
because it's an animal. It's something that's was in the wild. Now you've got it to yourself. So it relies on you when it's in its containment area. It relies on you for its food, for its health, for its warmth, for shelter, for everything. So if you're like, hey, honey, let's go take off to the Bahamas for 2 weeks.
You can't do it unless
you have another falconer that has the time to come in and tend to your birds.
Well, that's what they told me. You are married to your mentor.
Yes.
Till the end of time with that bird. And I was like, man, I don't know about this.
It's huge. Yeah. It's huge. There's a lot of folks that are very interested in becoming falconers. And the beauty is the falconry community puts it out there. Like, this isn't something you just do on the weekends.
You don't dip your toes in.
It's like owning a horse or livestock. It's something that has to be dealt with every day. That's why most of us that don't have that type of mental capacity, like myself, instead of a horse, I have a UTV. I turn the key off, I put the battery charger tinder on it, and when I need it, I need it.
That's a good description, Dave. I would put myself in that category as well.
And I'm okay with it.
But here's the thing that keeps drawing me back into it. Think about that canyon we hunted for birds for Chucker.
Oh, yeah.
You could be sitting down there drinking a beer, and you got this red-tailed hawk just plucking birds off the cliffs, bringing them back. You could be limited out in no time. It'd be
There's
awesome.
No doubt about it. Yeah, that canyon was ridiculous with Chucker. I'm going to come in one of these days to the office here. I'm going to walk in to see Henry, and there's going to be some kestrel or a
what are the fast peregrine falcons?
Peregrine
Dude,
falcons.
Those things are gnarly. I would get one of those in a heartbeat.
Yeah, well, I think you need to work your way up to a peregrine. I'm sure a peregrine's not like... Usually people, it seems like they start out with like a kestrel.
Okay.
Something
the smaller
small,
birds.
You know, kind of get, you know, dip your toes in it. And then as your mentor tells you, you know, like, okay, you're ready for this next class of birds. Let's go find you one of these.
Yeah.
You know, and you work your way up to it. So
have you been out there to like Lover's Leap down by Strawberry and seen like when the peregrine falcons are nesting down there? Do you know where I'm talking about?
No.
Oh, okay.
Lover's Leap.
Yeah. The big rock formation down by Strawberry, California.
No, so I haven't.
Uh-huh. Oh, man. So the peregrine falcons nest down there. That's what got me intrigued is watching them dive off cliffs and how fast they go.
Oh, man.
It's unreal. So they're like the fighter jet of birds.
Oh, yeah.
Back to the sheep show. Last little bit in that area is that world record bighorn skull.
Oh, yeah. I still have pictures of that on my phone.
Well, here's the cool thing. So I thought, there's no way that thing was that heavy in real life. They actually mimicked the weight of the real skull as well.
Yeah.
You picked that,
62 pounds. It was 219, was its score? 216?
Something like that,
219.
From Glacier Lake up in Montana. Found it dead.
Yeah,
right?
It was a deadhead.
If you've seen our wild sheep here in Nevada, and you know, maybe you got a buddy that killed like a nice 160s ram, holy smokes, that thing... It looks like a cartoon or something.
It does.
And you pick that thing up and it's like, oh, this thing was carrying that around?
Yeah.
Holy smokes.
Yeah, that's the one thing I do remember. I think it was 62 pounds.
Anyway, go check that out. And then we let time get away from us. Let me give a quick shout out to the show sponsors, Hunt and House Archery Center. They will have a booth at the Sheep Show.
Yes, they will.
And I think I can talk about this now. Tim is actually unveiling a new clothing line that he's been working on behind the scenes.
He is.
So that'll be, you can get your hands on that stuff. Check it out.
Incredibly well done. Well thought out. The clothing line is top notch.
He put a lot of thought into it. He really did.
And I mean, you pick it up and you're like, whoa, this is some high quality stuff right here. So
go check them out at Sheep Show. Truck Envy on South Virginia here in Reno. Get outfitted. In fact, I got to go pick up some traction boards. This latest storm we've
got some from them.
Did you?
Yeah.
Nice.
Traction boards, yeah.
So I'll go get those. Legacy Sports International, home of the Howa Superlight. If you guys haven't, check out the Ron Spomer videos on the Howa Superlight. He's enamored with the thing, but he's got some really good videos on it as he puts it through its paces. Coming up after the break, let's get into the Winnemucca tournament coming up on 99.1 and 92.3 FM Talk. Welcome back to Nevada Backcountry on 99.1 and 92.3 FM Talk. Final segment of the show here. We're going to get into some upcoming archery tournaments. Unfortunately, I got too much on my plate right now. I'm going to miss the Winnemucca tournament. I'm going to consider my, I think it was $65 entry fee, a donation to the cause.
Yeah, the club will love it.
You will be up there shooting.
Yep.
So the Winnemucca tournament this weekend, Dave, personal goals.
Oh, man, personal goals.
What'd you shoot last year?
Last year I won it.
Oh, look at you.
Yeah, I won it, and this year, you know, I just want to go there. I want to have a good time with some friends that are going to be there. My competitors that are the ones I shot against last year who are shooting very well this year. Just want to stay up with them and not give them a free ticket to the podium.
You think it's going to be a battle of the Daves again?
It could definitely be another battle of the Daves.
Frickhoffer, Wanamaker, and Catalano.
Probably be like the USA tournament where it was the battle of the Daves.
Yeah. Okay.
Who knows? That could be it.
Do you remember score-wise what you shot?
I'm trying to remember what I shot. It was, I think I was like 6 down. So that would have been a 444.
Okay. To beat Dave, that's where you got to be. You got to be pretty competitive. And I imagine there's a fair bit of endurance going into it, because I know even by the end of a Vegas round, my front shoulder's kind of like, oh, okay, I'm a little sore.
Yeah, it's a lot of arrows. I mean, it's 15 ends, you know, so it's you're up there a bit. You're launching. And it's not only just the endurance, it's the concentration. You know, you're shooting at something the size of a dime. 15 ends. It's a lot.
The mental side of it, you and I suffer from some of the same issues.
Yeah.
So hopefully that doesn't start creeping in, but I'm going to miss you guys.
Are you jinxing me now?
No, I put that out there.
You're like, I hope that doesn't bother you.
You know that thing we talked about? The exact thing?
Don't think about it.
Okay.
You know.
Hey, win it again. Bring home the gold for us. There's other shoots
I'll give you
up.
The gold. I'll keep the check.
Oh, you get it. What'd you win last year?
600.
Hey, that's not bad for a weekend's worth of shooting your bow. What'd you blow it on?
Bows.
Yeah.
Probably archery stuff. Yeah. Probably archery stuff.
But that would be a reinvestment. You reinvested into yourself.
You need to talk to my wife.
I know. Yeah, so, mine too.
The Winnemucca is a great shoot. It's the second annual State 450. Yeah.
And what's next up in the pipe after that?
After that, we will have the Southwest Sectionals January 26th at a local shop here in town. And then if you can't make it on the 26th, I think they're having a second one on February 10th or something.
Okay.
So Southwest Sectionals, it's a national shoot, but you're shooting it locally and then get submitted to USA Archery. On a national level, and then they
I bet that
it.
Can be tough. Shooting against, like, obviously you're competing with other people on the line right next to you, but then there's that unknown factor of, some guy in Phoenix shooting right
exactly.
now?
Exactly. How's the guy in New Mexico doing? What about California? Yeah, you're shooting against everyone that's in the Southwest. So,
how'd you do last year on that?
Last year, actually, I didn't shoot the Southwest Sectionals.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, I think I had something come up and I didn't shoot it. So then after that, if it still happens, is going to be the beginning of the state all around. If it happens this year, we're not sure. I have not heard from that board if it's going to go on or not. But that would be a Vegas 3-spot and then a 5-spot. And then we go right to Vegas to the World Championships, which is the first weekend of February, which is like the 2nd, 3rd, and 4th or something like that. You're there.
Yep. Got the Airbnb booked.
Yeah, I've got the kids, the fam coming out.
Everybody's coming
out
for that
one.
It's
going to be awesome, man. Yeah. Then after that, one of the national shoots is going to be in Sacramento. And then after that is one of the first USATs, which is the USATs is kind of like
the big boy stuff, right?
No, it's like Olympic trials stuff.
Yeah, that's what I mean by big boy. That's the.
Is that what you. Okay.
If you're going places with archery, you're shooting the USAT stuff.
Well, and a lot of us like to shoot it just to see where, because that's where you start getting nationally ranked.
Right,
is when you start shooting the national tournaments and the USAT. So the first one there will be in Chula Vista, and I think that's the beginning of March.
Okay.
Then we have the NASP.
So Ryan Brock, he's coordinating that. You kind of mentioned that earlier. I got a question for you.
Yeah.
Is he an actual doctor?
He has a doctorate.
If I have a broken foot, do I go see him?
I doubt it.
Okay, if I want to learn about biology in a classroom environment, do I go see him?
Probably. I think he may have his doctorate or PhD in education.
If the 5G radio waves are communicating with the vaccine I received and I'm soon going to turn into a robot, do I see him for that?
I would probably see anyone you possibly can for
just
that.
Okay.
Just throwing that one out.
Perfect.
There. Like, you know, the guy that talks to himself on the corner, you'd probably be able to relate.
I digress. Everybody calls him Doc.
Yeah, everyone, you know, yeah.
So I have like Doc Brock.
Yeah, Doc Brock.
So he's the Wild Sheep Foundation coordinator for this.
Education coordinator.
Education coordinator.
Yeah.
Talk to me about the NASP at Sheep Show. What you know, because I know we're waiting on some details.
The NASP program in general is the National Archery in the Schools program. Every year, the state championship has been held down in Las Vegas during the World Championships.
Right, right.
On Wednesdays, we have all the schools that have participated come down, and all the kids shoot. We're talking anywhere from 650 kids will come in, busloads of them, and their families. It is an absolute blast. These kids just come out of their shorts, man. They're just so excited. This year, we are breaking it up a little bit by allowing the schools in the north, instead of having them have to travel all the way down to Vegas to participate in the state championships, the Wild Sheep Foundation has been generous enough to allow the NASP organization, which runs through Nevada Department of Wildlife and through their Conservation Education Division, to have a section at the Sheep Show where this tournament is going to take place for all the northern schools. So you're going to have homeschools, charter schools, and the county schools coming in, come down and watch these kids just have a blast and shoot.
Come see the kids shoot at
the NASP
tournament.
Heck yeah, come on down. I'll be there. Can't miss me.
I'd be remiss if I didn't mention Out West Buildings out in Fallon. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in. Hopefully you enjoyed the interview segments. On that note, let's get out of here, Dave. You got a tournament to get to.
Yes, I do.
Drive safe. It's gnarly out there.
Yes.
I got too much going on, man.
Yeah, you do. You do.
And we will be back next week on Nevada Backcountry. Stay tuned for Tom Gresham's Gun Talk coming up at 11 on 99.1 and 92.3 FM Talk.